Oh, Isaac just came down here throwing stuff at me. Why you do that to your daddy?
Because it's April Fool's.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day. You ready?
Yep.
You might need to turn your headphones down. Here we go. Intro time. Bam. What? What? Isaac puts his headphones on after all that chaos. What's up, WWE Family Podcast? It's just me and my little man, Ike Nasty.
What's up?
What up, kid?
I can't hear anything from my headphones.
All right, I'll turn you up. How about now? How about now?
Yeah, I can hear.
All right, WWE Family Podcast. Today, we are sponsored by TheInspiredDisorderCollective.com. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Go check out Ray Taylor. Check out everybody. We are a part of, well, GetInTheCorner.com is a part of InspiredDisorderCollective.com. And soon we will be too. So if you guys like crazy stuff like Get in the Corner and silly stuff like WWE Family, you're going to like all that crap there. So go holler at Ray Taylor on Twitter. Tell him Ike Nasty sent ya. All right? What'd you drop?
Nothing. I'm just laughing.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to do today?
Talk about whatever you're going to talk about.
All right. So I want to talk about last week's Raw. Some stuff happened. Mm-hmm. Today is April Fool's Day, but last week's Raw was on. Why does it say this?
What
is this? It says 4/1/2013.
It's the fourth month.
Oh, it's them damn wrestlers. Them damn video game craps got us. Do you remember what happened in there? Here we go. Monday Night Raw, that's the time when CM Punk came out. And what'd he do?
I know what he did.
What'd he do? Tell me.
He was making fun of
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Paul Bearer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because.
And then making fun of him, and then he comes out and attacks him.
But I am not just any other man. I am not just any other superstar.
That's right,
I am
CM Punk.
And there is nobody in the world that is better than me.
That's right.
There is nobody in the world that is smarter
best
than me.
Best in the world.
And there is nobody in the world who will beat me.
That's right.
At WrestleMania.
That is wrong.
He's going to kick his butt.
Nope.
I didn't even get baby girls in them.
In 20 and 1.
That's right. CM Punk, look in my eyes.
So here
what
I
do
am,
you see?
I'm waiting.
And he's got the urn in his hand. Oh,
I'm
yeah. This is
the
what
lights to go out.
Show.
I'm waiting for that chill
oh, yeah.
to enter the arena.
This was awesome,
and
dude.
And I'm waiting for those magic words, rest in peace. Because rest is something that I have never been afforded, and peace is something that I have never lived with.
Yeah.
An Undertaker at WrestleMania, you
sucked.
And your perfect record
is going. down.
Rest in
peace.
Oh, there's bars.
Didn't it would be really
lights
cool?
Went out, the lights went out, and bam, what happens?
Undertaker attacks. Didn't those things would that really be cool? Daddy?
There he is right in the ring with him! There he is! That's so kick butt!
Well, CM Punk wanted those lights to go out, but I bet he's moving.
Look at Paul got the urn. Or not Paul, what's his name?
Paul Barrow.
No.
It's Paul.
Yeah, it's Paul something. Paul Heyman?
Yeah.
The weasel, the walrus.
That would be really cool.
What?
If this actually happened in today.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Arrives and shuts up this obnoxious egomaniac.
Egomaniac. Man, dude is an egomaniac. Jerry Lawler.
Undertaker.
No, you're going down.
And that was just happened last Raw.
What's that?
Yeah.
Look at my. What do you see? I'm the personality. All right, so that is one thing that happened at Raw last week. That was one of the best things. What else happened at Raw last week? Was it something with Brock Lesnar?
I just remember Brock. I don't remember nothing, actually.
Look in my eyes. What do you say? Because I kind of want to go in order. I have something pinned up for later.
Yeah, I can see that
pinned up, set up. So, Brock Lesnar, who is he fighting? At WrestleMania?
Triple H.
What do you think about that match?
Triple H wins.
You think so?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nope, he signed the contract on March 18th.
March 25th.
Did they beat up each other again?
They must have played it, see if it's real.
Nah, I don't think that's 1 month ago, so no.
Oh,
this
no.
is uploaded 1 month ago. These guys lie so much on YouTube. You bastards. All right, here we go. Let's go to WWE Fan Nation. At least we'll be able to find something from there.
Oh, wow. Big kid.
Big Johnny? Yeah,
big
there's a
Johnny
lot of old WrestleMania
what
stuff.
The Rock is cooking.
Let's go to browse videos. What's the latest ones from the last wrestle from Raw? I know this might not be what you want to listen to, but while I look for this, we will bring up something else that happened at SmackDown. Three nights ago, the Mark Henry and Ryback bench press.
Whoa, guys, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, I want to see that. I didn't
now,
know
if any one of you violate my no contact clause, you will be banned from WrestleMania. You dig that? Can you dig that?
Wait just a minute, Book. No disrespect, but I thought we flipped a coin in the locker room to say who was going to go first. Mark Henry, you're up, man.
That's where my money is.
Daddy, please go.
Okay, you ready?
World's strongest
Let's
man.
See what Mark Henry can do. Gets down. How much weight is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, FYI, the world's record is 51 reps.
So that's 250?
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's what they do. 250, see how many times they can do it.
Five, six, five more, Mark. Come on, Mark.
48. 49.
Come on, Mark.
Look, he's just chilling with it on his chest.
50. 51.
He broke the record.
52. 53.
54.
53 reps for Mark Henry.
Wow. That is a new world record.
record.
Unbelievable.
What? What? That's what I do.
That's what he do.
I told you, Mark. I told you. I told you. Right back. The floor is yours.
Take it back. Right back.
I start. Know. You ready?
Yeah.
He's one away from tying him. 52.
That's 52.
53. It's a tie.
Oh, look at that. World Mark Henry pushes down on the bar against Ryback. So he can't. Oh, he's got it down on his neck. He's choking. Dang, he choked him with that 250-pound bar. So he couldn't beat him.
Yeah, he did. He still beat him there. We all know that. He was about to get the 54, so no.
See, I didn't put my hands on him.
Well, he didn't. He used the bars.
Touched the bar, yeah. That's awesome. So they both beat the freaking record.
Ryback won.
Watch him start puking. Yeah, especially after doing all those reps. So he did 53 reps. Was on his 54th rep. So that's exhausting. And then he had somebody else pushing on the bar.
So it's 54 because he was about to win it.
Yeah, either it be fake or not. You know, that's still a lot to do. And then be able to try to control it afterwards. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, you know. All right, let's see what else happened on SmackDown since I can't find too much of Raw right now. The Rock, what did he do?
He took down People Power a long time ago.
John Laurinaitis, I hate the People's Champ. Let's join up with People Power.
I remember when that happened.
My former adversary, Teddy Long, gave me permission to come
that
out
never
here
happened.
And talk to you, Rock. Now, I'm sure Teddy, like everybody in the WWE Universe, thinks I'm going to come out here, talk too long, and end up getting the rock bottom.
Yeah! Hey! That's what I'd like to see. Rock bottom that punk!
But that's not going to happen.
Right?
You know why?
Right?
Ted,
because, Rock, you and I are not alike. We're like two peas in a pod. You're the people's champion, and I created People Power. I was the greatest general manager that WWE has ever seen until it was ruined by one man.
John Cena. Oh, why are
you
crying?
John Cena is the reason I was fired. And John Cena is the reason I'm back. You're a businessman, and I'm a businessman. What do you say, Big Johnny in the corner of the Rock?
How a Big Johnny gets an elbow by Rock.
Guess what? You want to be popular?
Why? How?
Or do you want to win? Because you know winning is everything at any cost.
I wouldn't care if I lost.
With me in your corner, there is no way. And Big Johnny says, no way!
He turns to act like The Rock.
At WrestleMania. With me in your corner?
Me in your corner!
I can guarantee you and me, Rock. We're like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Why does he want to taste Rock? That's disgusting.
Would all of you like to see this stale, old, indigestible, stick to the top of the roof of your mouth until you want to vomit piece of peanut butter. Team up
with the most electrifying piece of chocolate the world has ever seen.
Look at him. He says, thumbs up. He says, yeah, I want to. Think he'll do it?
Well, it seems as though the people have spoken. So, I'm a businessman, just like you.
Yeah.
I have a business proposition for you.
Okay, rock bottom or not?
Well, it's not a rock bottom.
What's it gonna do to him? Put him to sleep? Give him a CM Punk move? Or the John Cena move?
How about you and I, together, send John Cena a message? Together. Like a peanut butter cup.
I like that. What you do you like have that? In mind?
What's he going to do, Isaac?
Well, first thing I get it. Mind,
what do you think he's
going to
do?
Any business
well,
deal
think, Daddy. He's going to send him a message. And there's a guy that he doesn't like. What do you think he's going to do?
Shake my hand, then you agree.
He's going to rock bottom him. That's what he does. Shakes people's hands and rock bottoms them. Right? There he goes. Now he's tapping him. He won't let go of him. Shaking his hand. He won't let go. Look at. Nah, man. Come back here. Look at Johnny smile. What do you think about that, Isaac? He's tapping him again.
Oh! Boom!
Boom!
How did he do that? Well, it's Spider the
Pine! Oh, no. Uh-oh. He's going to give him the people's elbow. Boom. Whoop. Boom. There he goes, Isaac.
The
whoop, whoop.
Elbow.
Oh.
It is a people power.
John Cena at WrestleMania, your candy ass is going down again.
Nope.
If you smell
what the rock is cooking. Like that really happened, Daddy. I bet that didn't even happen.
What?
That.
Yeah, it did.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
It happened on SmackDown the other day.
We didn't have SmackDown yesterday.
No. On the past Friday.
No, it wasn't on.
Oh, yes, it was.
I watched the whole thing with Maddie and Lane. I didn't hear any of him.
This is it. Back in Pennsylvania. See, this is when he came in. Yeah. So we're going to fast forward a little bit. Is he still walking in?
Wait, was this the day I spent the night at Grandma's?
Yep.
Then I didn't see it.
It's not too many times you're going to hear that more. Cena's going to beat him.
No, he's not.
Yeah, look at it. Also, that's what happened at Raw. Oh, yeah, remember? They had the panel. Of all the old wrestlers asking them questions. Yeah. What do you think, man? I don't think The Rock's going to win, brother.
About a month ago on
Raw,
know
he's gonna win.
I did a little thing called Story Time with The Rock.
What is this from? Hold on.
And I figure Story Time should continue because, see, I talked about The Rock being 15 years old, bought his first car, true story, from a crackhead.
Remember that story?
In downtown Nashville, yeah. Tennessee. But see, the reason why I thought it should continue and it was appropriate here because at 15, The Rock moved with his family from Nashville, Tennessee,
we'll
to a little town,
John
only about an
out.
Hour away from here, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
How come he's moving all over the place where everybody is? Is he just making up this stuff?
The Rock wasn't no ordinary 15-year-old at that time. He was already 6'4", 220, rocking a very creepy mustache for some ungodly reason. Had no idea why. But, by the way, you want to see a picture of The Rock at 15?
Is he going to show it?
You sure? All right. Show the magic.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that before, remember?
Yeah, there he is in the flesh, Captain White Shorts himself.
That was last Friday when I was at grandma's. I didn't see none of it. Except the ending.
Just saying, we've seen that picture before.
Now, one of the great benefit... Take that picture off that screen.
No, keep it on.
Take it off. Thank you. One of the great benefits of living in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania meant I was about an hour away from a very special town. A town that me and my buddies would come to on the weekends. We would go to a certain park.
So
we would
ride
some rides. And I would eat as much chocolate as I possibly could. And every time me and my buddies used to come back to that town, it was a magical feeling. That's why every time now, as a grown man, when I come back, it's that magical feeling. It takes me back to that punk 15-year-old kid right there, which is why, you know what, I proudly stand in the middle of this ring and say, finally,
the Rock has come back
to Hershey.
That's where they make all the Hershey bars.
Let me tell you this. I love coming
to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Really?
I remember one weekend, Saturday night, we came here to Hershey. Rode rides, did everything we could, but there was one thing I wanted. One thing I wanted. The one thing I wanted was a Hershey's whatchamacallit. And I just couldn't get it. Drove my boys around 5, 6, 7 places. Couldn't find it. They were annoyed. They were like, come on, Rock. Come on, we gotta go. We're teenagers. We should be going out buying beer. I said, no, we don't drink beer. Well, I might not have said that part. But I said, no, the only thing I want right now is a whatchamacallit. But then, finally, I found that whatchamacallit.
And found
right before
it.
I grabbed it, someone else stepped in and grabbed it before me.
Mm-hmm. What'd the Rock do? What'd you think he did?
Yeah.
What'd you think he did to him, Isaac?
But,
Rock
but
bottom.
Something really special happened that night. Something historic happened that night because I said something to that person that would change the course of history in the WWE forever. I looked at that person and I said this in Hershey that Saturday night. If you don't put down that candy, I'm going to kick your candy ass.
You think that's how it happened?
I bet he did say that, because if he's gone to so many places,
like
I would...
That, 2 seconds later, that old lady put that candy down. And she got the hell out of that. But the bottom line is this. Kicking your candy ass started right here in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That was a good joke, huh?
See, a man will go to great lengths to get what he wants. And that means Hershey whatchamacallit. And it also means... beating John Cena at WrestleMania.
Oh, does it?
All right, well, we only got a couple more minutes left. We're going to hurry up and get out of here, okay? Ready? We're going to end it on this.
Let's keep going until it starts to get closer to almost 7 o'clock.
Got in my face.
It's 6:54.
And I kicked his candy ass.
This is just where it comes
into. Now, I know at WrestleMania, John Cena's going to come back. He's going to have more passion and more fire than he's ever had in his life. But I'm going to keep kicking his candy ass. He steps to me. He'll step to me with his jean shorts, kicking his candy ass. Step to me with his Fruity Pebbles, kicking his candy ass.
And then this is where John Laurinaitis comes out.
And not only do I do it in front of WrestleMania,
just
in front of the
his,
world, the Rock will do it in front of the
intro
millions.
Comes on, then you can change it, okay?
Don't think you heard me. The Rock will do it in front of the millions.
All right, there it is. So you have been a part of another WWE podcast. WWE family podcast.
Not WWE.
WWE. What'd I say?
Chaos.
What are you talking about? All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for listening. We're going to keep coming
What's up,
again.
Chaos.
Yeah. What's up, Chaos?
Big head. Say what's up to the pit bull. Hey, you want to say what's up? What do you want?
What do you want?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
What do you want?
Kevin, what you want? What do you want? Tell the people. What do you want? Tell them. Bigger. Bigger one.
Let me hear a bigger one. Bigger one. Give
bigger.
Me
it.
Quit sneezing, punk.
Come on.
Big one. Big one. Come on, big one. Bigger. Bigger. One more. Bigger. You sound like a punk. Bigger. He knows I don't have nothing in my hand. So like, what are you doing it, man?
All right, WWE family, that's a Pitbull Chaos. This is your boy, Yuck Nasty. Follow me on Twitter, YUKNASSTY. Follow my boy, Iron Man Isaac on Twitter. GettingCorner.com, the WWE fam.tumblr.com, Inspired Disorder Collective. You guys know what to do. Thanks again for listening. Download it. Tell us what you want. Review us on iTunes. Nobody listens to us on iTunes. Holla at your boys. What? What? Hey, Isaac, say peace.
Peace, what's up?
What?
Bye.
Bye. One more time. Peace, what's up? Bye.
Bye.
There we go.